So here's what I would have done if I were rewriting this hook. I would have taken this line here at the point I'd lost a moment of concentration and didn't quite stop soon enough, running into the car in front of me that had stopped for another light, and combined that somehow with this line up here so that it was my fault. So I would have done something that said, when I looked up, I smashed into the back of the car and realized that because I was so angry, it was my fault. That way you get the hook, which leads you to the purpose of the article, and all in that very first sentence, so that you have a lot of action going on and you have kind of your purpose and your theme played out in that hook as well. So you can always come back to it. Now, Charlie goes into the setup right away. Years ago, yes, people did say that this was the hook, and I'm going to agree that this is the hook. I'm just going to say that the hook could have been better and needed to be a little bit more focused and active. Okay. Now we're going to look at the setup, and I would say that Charlie starts right away with the setup. Years ago, 5 days a week, so we get a lot of setup here. We get a lot of why he's doing the driving. Then we get information about the actual layout on the road, and that to me is a little problematic, because you almost have to have a map to be able to figure out what all of this is and what his situation is. And it's too much left turn, right turn, and right of way and all of that. So it gets confusing really fast to me. I understand that the setup is important, but I would just boil it down to, I always pulled out in a complicated intersection. Or I was always at a complicated intersection where people came from the left and right and it was difficult to get out. That's really all we need to know in the setup, is it's difficult to get out. And the important part of that setup is, I got angry because of the frustration there and because of who I was at that point. So I've said this over and over, and it's real important. The setup is always, it's like that snake that I said. The setup is a snake. If you hold on to it too long, it's going to bite you. And it's biting some folks because you're holding on to it too long. So then I'm going to just grab this up here and say that this is the setup, but it is a long setup, as was the last one that we saw. Okay, so I go back over to the story. Now we're looking, what's the next thing in the template that we're looking for? It's the parachute. The parachute is the action that supports the theme, right? It's the action that supports the theme. And again, it's kind of like this piece down here to me. Where was it? Yeah, it's that accident that caused it. There's a little more to it than that. It's really what built up the anger. And you can start with this tailgating piece, which really is the piece that really builds up and leads up to the actual accident itself. So you could grab this whole piece and rework that into if you're feeling that angry, that frustrated, I want to feel it. That's what I want to feel it. Okay? So you want to make me as the reader feel what you're feeling there. And that's what the parachute does for you. It takes you into the action and grabs me, drops me right into the activity. Okay? Then we go back over to here, and we're now looking for what's the next piece on our... It's the theme. So what is the theme of this? Yeah, Sherry, you say that this could be the hook. So much for my being a little late. Now it was a lot of late. I had a traffic accident, and I was at fault. It's pretty much the same thing, that you're working on the traffic accident. The only problem is the hook has to be active enough that it grabs you. That's my point about the hook. It has to be a lot of curiosity, shock, or activity or action that really sucks you in to the rest of the article. So we're looking at we've done the setup, the parachute, and now we're looking at the theme. The theme of this, it's pretty obvious, it's about anger. Right? But where does he state that? Where does he state that and come back through it? You're right. The anger part of it is wound into what the bigger theme is. You're right, Charlie. So we'll get to that in a second. And Sherry says something goes wrong, then more stuff goes wrong, possibly ending in disaster. That's here. Yeah, and I'm thinking the theme is more at the bottom of the article practically. It is what we do affects others, how we think affects what we do, being mindful, taking a moment to relax and reflect on a larger picture can make a difference in our individual lives of the world. So this is kind of like the sell to me more than it is the theme of this. It's the solution. It is the it's where we want to get to, right? And to me, that's the sell. So I felt like the theme of this was being out of control some way. It was about being overwhelmed and frustrated and angry. And to me, that was in the second paragraph up here. Where is it? Yeah, right here. This is really good action. I tried to get them to move by honking and waving. I've had people like you behind me in cars, Charlie. I was furious. No amount of honking or waving got them to budge. That's a good line. It's not the theme. The light turned red. And so this is really good activity right here, good action, because I can see you just jumping. Once started, anger has a way of escalating. That, to me, is a lot of what the purpose of this or the theme of this article is about. It's about the negative and going to the positive, right? And this is the negative piece of it. So we have two pieces that go into our theme. It's always the negative and the positive. It's always the purpose of the article. The purpose is to go from here to there. You always have to identify the problem, then the solution. So this shows up a lot in here. And I'm going to say that this is the theme of this. Once started, anger has a way of escalating, and my driving reflected this. So that, to me, is the theme piece. But I think there's a second part to it, which is here. What we do affects others. It's that responsibility piece. So let me grab that back. Does that make sense to people, what I'm saying about this? Okay. So the transition. The transition in this is a little more difficult, I think. It's pretty clear that this is the transition, but we don't get a lot of solution after the transition as part of the transition. And to me, the solution has to be almost the very next thing. So much for my being a little late. Now I was a lot of late. I had a traffic accident and I was at fault. To me, that's kind of the beginning of the transition. Has something like this ever happened to you? Something goes wrong, then more and more stuff. That is the clear, that's the clear line of demarcation to me. Has something like this happened to you? He's talking to the reader, goes from his experience to the reader, and then tries to relate to that. Then jumps right into this piece, which is, again, it's, I know where you're going with this, and this is the solution, but it's kind of unrelated. It doesn't say, you know, when you get angry or when you find yourself or when da-da-da-da, these are the things that will get you back to your center. And I understand what you're saying with this. I feel very strongly that this is the transition. Has something like this happened to you? People agree? I'm not a dictator here. Okay. Oops, wrong one. Okay. And the cell. I think the cell, where you guys tell me, where's the cell in this? What we do affects others, Charlie says. Being mindful, taking a moment, Cherry says. Take the time to relax, Sandra says. Chris says, what we do. Stan says it's a concept, that it's safety is the cell. Anytime a cell is a concept, I mean, you didn't say that, Stan, but you said safety, which is the, it, I don't see it mentioned here, but it must be the concept that you're thinking of. Anytime you think the cell is a concept, it's a problem, because the cell has to be very clear, very definite, and I really feel like the cell's missing, because Brian says, for me, this is defocused, that it is, the cell's not clear in this, and I would agree with that completely. If I had just waited for the next traffic light cycle, time to relax, gone when it was safe, this is close, you're getting there, you're talking about what you want, what you should have done, but not what you did, and you could also always say, here are the things I learned from this, boom, 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 boom. That would have been a clearer approach to what you're trying to convince others to do. But it's not very clear what you're trying to get people to do here. So I'm saying the cell is kind of missing. So I'm just going to write it in here as missing. My wife and I went to Ethiopia one time, and we were in a restaurant. This is a running joke for us. We were in a restaurant, and she ordered the shrimp. We were in Addis Ababa. She ordered the shrimp, and the waiter came up and said, it is missing. In other words, they were out. And we always say, it is missing. It always reminds me of Ethiopia. So the last thing is the tie back. To me, that's what this paragraph is. This is the tie back. Sherry, yep, I agree with you completely. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Charlie, for that one. We're going to jump to the next, which is Brian. Okay, let's get started. This is a template, so it's fine that he has told you what he used as his hook and setup and all of those pieces. I'm not sure I agree with him in most cases, or some cases. So let's hear what you think about the hook. Tell me about the hook. Is this a hook? Sherry says, it was 2 a.m., pitch black out, and the roaring monster that was the 150-foot-tall log stacking conveyor ground to a halt. Little did I know that my life was about to change forever. Yep, that's what I think it is too. This paragraph gets in the way. I just want to tell you a little story about an event in my life that was a life changer for me. I had been raised to respect my elders and take all authority seriously and without question. So this is a big minefield that you have to be careful with. Now, in my own writing, I do this way too often. I want to tell you why I'm going to tell you this. And nobody cares why you're going to tell them this. You have to jump right in and start telling people. So to me, this thing needs to go. Just drop it out. I was in my second year of college working the summer as a log jockey in the woodyard of a local paper mill to help pay my tuition for the coming year. That is good setup. That is not hook. This, to me, is very much hook. I mean, I'm interested when I read that paragraph. The problem, though, now if you look at this, the problem with having your opening sentence buried is that this stuff gets in the way so much that you almost don't see this. You see what I mean? That you can actually read this and miss the whole exciting piece of that, because I'm already kind of bored with this. So take a look at that and see how that applies to your own writing, because I'm sure it does. It applies to mine a lot. I've got to open up a template. Hold on a second. I think that's the hook. And, of course, whenever you have anything little done another to change my life forever, that's a good indicator right there that something big is coming. And the foreshadowing is often part of the hook. Foreshadowing is really important. Oh, you're going to make this difficult, Brian. You have put carriage returns at the end of all of yours. Okay. Okay, the setup. Now, like I said, I wanted to tell you a little story. I just take that out. This was what I think is the beginning of the setup right here. I was in my second year of college. I was raised in a small town. You've got to be really careful about the setup, and what's important to you is not always important to somebody else. Read this as if you were somebody else. And use as few words with setup as possible. So that's where your phrases come in and your grammar. Yeah, Sandra says, I don't even think he needs the second year of college. We don't really need that to know what year of college you were in. You might need to know that this is a summer job, a college summer job. So you could shorten that, make it pithier by just shortening as much as you can and condensing all that setup stuff, because really people don't want to know that. We want the action, right? So I was raised in an industrial town where the mills reigned king. My dad had helped build the mill when he worked there for the rest of his life. Okay, this sentence, to me, it's iffy. How important is it that your dad worked there for his life? It does give you some context that it is that it's a good background for you, that you've been there, you know what it is, you understand the place. But I would really wrap that into a one-line sentence about this, all of this setup. This respect for elders and authority, I understand, is important. This is important to your entire story. Somehow you need to wrap that in, that in this place where you grew up, the standard was, ba-da-ba-dum, respect for elders and authority, and you had that big time. Okay, so to me, the setup is, I'm just going to grab this piece here as the setup. And I'll fix this up later. Okay, we're going to come back to that too. The parachute. After the machinery stopped screeching and my crew boss stopped cussing, he ordered me and a wiry little coworker up the stacker, which was now jammed tight with tons of 4-foot-long section logs. But I asked a little timidity, all that. So to me, the parachute is this piece here, but it needs to be a lot clearer, because after the machinery stopped screeching, I understand that this is machinery. It doesn't, you know, I don't know how big it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it has gears and teeth. I don't know if it has logs hanging from it. If it is as dangerous as you say it is, that is a stacker, what does a stacker do? This is, you use a lot of verbs, action verbs in this, and I would expand this to explain a little bit what it feels like and sounds like here. You know, I have a feeling, I just had some timber removed on my property. They took 50 semi-truck loads of timber here. I was absolutely amazed at the devastation that happens with timber removal. I was amazed at the size of the equipment, the size of the tires on these things. You know, I was amazed at all of that. And how dangerous it is. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous what they do. But I don't get that feeling from what you're talking about here. This, to me, is like you wrote it because you understand it. You have to remember that other people don't understand this. And what you want is for them to understand and for them to feel it. So you got to be very clear with your action in this. I agree that this is the parachute. I'm not sure this is the parachute. I think this is something else. Well, no, wait a minute. I may be wrong. Hold on. Yeah, to me, because I think that this leads into this paragraph here. I think you've kind of blended the theme and the parachute, which is okay if it works, but I don't think you've made it really clear here what your theme is, and in fact, you don't even have the theme labeled in this. So to me, that is a that's kind of well, it's definitely a red flag that you're not really sure what your theme is either in this. I think the theme is this piece right here. Respect for elders and for our elders and authority, and questioning authority at every turn, and that you didn't do that, and how you have to deal with that in this situation, right? So I'm going to grab this as the parachute, pop it in our template. And the theme is this, to me. Authority spoke, gave direction, and I responded. And it got you in trouble. That's the part that you want to bring out, is that it got you in trouble. Because you did what you were told blindly. 10 minutes later, I was sitting in an adrenaline cloud at the base of the far side of the machine in total darkness, wondering what went wrong. I understand why you think this is part of the parachute, but that is really not as tight or as feeling or as – it's not a picture. And to me, the picture needs to be really clear for a parachute. Charlie says, so much for my blind faith in my trusted authority. That's the transition here. And, you know, that could also be the theme, because it really is talking about that. So that is an area that you need to really develop into what your theme is. Talk about the transition. So much for my blind faith in trusted authority. I like the transition here, because the transition actually takes what you are feeling up here and questioning it, and but the one thing that you don't do in this is kind of ask the reader to identify with you in some way. Yeah, and Charlie's got a question here that would be a good one to ask. Strike any sort of a chord with you. That kind of a question where the reader is brought in, and it is this question that's here, but it doesn't really, it's not strong enough, and it doesn't work with what you've got going on. You kind of get between this and this, between those two sentences, so much for blind faith, my trusted authority, striking in accord with you, with this, which kind of gets in the way a little bit. I would put that afterwards. My sister questioned me, you know. So I would say that your transition is this sentence and this sentence. Okay. The cell and the tie. The lesson I learned a long time ago was that has stood me in excellent stead in my interactions over many years with consultants and other advisors. And I'm ever watchful not to accept and act on bad advice. If it sounds unsound, question it. If your gut tells you it's not right, it likely isn't. If you would like the benefit of more of my hard-won insights on not getting trapped in rabbit holes as you move your business towards your vision, I want you to check out my article here at da 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 da. It gives you more of the framework that I've used in achieving my life goals, and see if what I have to share makes sense to you. Now, I understand these are drafts, that you guys really did this quickly in a draft form. This is, I think you've got the gist of it here for the sale. I don't think it ties back very well. I think you kind of missed out on the tie because you don't really go back to the incident at all. You don't mention what happened. You say, what I learned here stood me in excellent stead. Really awkward phrasing there in some of this. But it doesn't really take you back to the incident that was important and your life lesson that you're driving this entire point home with. So you need to somehow bring that back to tie it in. I understand the sell. You're really trying to get very specific here, and that's good. So I think I think you've missed the tie. I think you got the sell. People agree? Yeah, Brian says the tie gave him a lot of trouble, and that's pretty apparent, and that's okay. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have struggled with my own writing, and you just have to work through it. You just have to keep going at it until you get it. Sandra says, is the tie how you've repeatedly headed down the rabbit holes by following commonly accepted expert advice? See, no. To me, the tie has to be very clear. What I learned laying in the ground that day beside that massive piece of machinery is something I've taken with me in the rest of my life where I learned I don't have to repeatedly head down rabbit holes. You know, that kind of a sentence is a good tie. It has to be fluid. It has to move together. Does that make sense? And I'm just going to say we missed it here. Okay. This is Brian's, and I misspelled your name here. I'm sorry. We'll fix it. Now I'm going to open up the template again. And go back over here. Sherry's coming up. This is the question Sherry brought up that I wanted to address. Sandra says, next time you do this course, can you do more than 4 hours? I'd sign up again. You know, Sandra, I learned to write in 3 years of college. So I'm trying to really condense all of this into as little time as possible. So I understand what you're saying. Chris is wanting to know what the link is to Sherry's article, and I'm going to put it in here. It's http://nams.ws/sfstory. Okay, nams.ws/sfstory. So Sherry's question, before you read this and go off, I want to address this question first. Writing this way is fun, but I don't seem to really have any keywords in there for optimization, at least in the beginning. That's a really good point. We didn't say one word about keywords in this kind of writing. And to tell the truth, that's not one of the things that we're dealing with at all in this. You may want to combine some keywords in this, but I don't usually do that. I try to write for content. And I love Karen Thaxton because she is my guru when it comes to keyword research and keyword writing and SEO writing. The the thing that I would tell you about that is that Karen also says to be sure and write for content first, then address the keywords afterwards. And I would always say that your keywords need to be buried somewhere in your theme. They need to be part of what your purpose is. So this is, yeah, and Brian says this sort of stuff would be long-tail content with no specific keywords targeted. Not necessarily. Long-tail content for sure. No matter what you write, you're always, Google sees it as keywords, whatever you're writing. So you want to make sure you do have some keywords in there, but I would not focus on the keywords first. I want to focus on the writing first. You want to write for the reader, exactly as Chris says. So that is a really good question. Don't be focused on the keywords first. Now, the other thing that I do, a lot of this is the way I write emails, and it really is about the purpose of your writing. Is the purpose of your writing to sell something online, or is it to communicate with the people? If it is to communicate with the people that you're in your community, then I don't worry so much about keywords. If it is to sell something and get ranking, then I write specifically with keywords. And that can be a sales page or a what else? Some kind of blog post. If it is a blog post specific about selling, and articles that go to article marketing stuff is also specifically keyword rich. So you got to watch for that as well. But when it's about communicating with your audience, focus on your story. That's what we're talking about today. So take a minute and read this. This was Sherry's story. She did it as in a template format as well. Take a minute. Sandra, you asked if that was Karen Baxton, B-A-X-T-O-N. No, it's Karen Thaxton, T-H-A-C-K-S-T-O-N. I'm going to put that in the box here so that you all get it. And you can go to mynams.com and just do a search for Karen Thaxton, and you'll see a lot of the webinars that she's given us and her link to her free keyword research tool as well. Karen is outstanding when it comes to copywriting and SEO. Okay, truthfully, I think Sherry has done a great job here of writing a very clear article about stress and building it up and having all of these items labeled. I think you could take the labels off pretty much and have a pretty good article here. So the hook is the man in the red shirt felt he had to explain to himself to me, even though I was a complete stranger. The lid wasn't on tightly and it slipped from my hand, he said. So I like that because we know something's happened. We don't get the dilly-dally of all of the, I want to tell you a story about, or John started out the day pretty rough, or what it was. You just get right to it. It has some action. He spilled something. It's got curiosity, and you know enough to find out and want to know why. You want to find out enough here to give you a hint at why you should keep reading. So I think this is a really good hook. So Sandra gives you a compliment here, Sherry. She says, I see the difference now that it makes sense with this one. So good job. The setup, he had just spilled the entire contents of his drink down his shirt, across the table and onto the floor. Disgusted with himself for the mess he made, he looked around in mostly empty restaurant until our eyes met. He gave me a sheepish grin and offered up his explanation before going in search of someone to help clean him up. Nice setup. You don't need to know anything else about him, right? You don't even know his name. We don't care. All we know is that this man has a lot going on and that you identify with him. That's exactly right. You identify with him. He obviously is, this can't help. Whatever it was that went on, it can't help. I could actually just copy hers over here, but I'm going to copy every piece over. So just give me 1 second. The other thing you want to notice is how concise this article is. I imagine that this wasn't the first thing that had gone wrong today. Now, notice that she doesn't know if any of this happened. This is something I really like, is that she took a situation. I can absolutely believe that the man in the red shirt spilled his stuff and she had this conversation. And I can believe everything that happened up to here is that she saw it. It was true, whether it's true or not. She saw it, and it happened, and I believe it. Now, she's stepping inside of her mind and saying, but I imagine, based on the other things that she saw, that this wasn't the first thing that happened today. In fact, she imagined that a lot of stuff had gone wrong, that he had probably overslept because he had forgotten to set the alarm the night before. After getting dressed in a hurry, the mismatched socks were a giveaway. So we get a clue that he's there in front of her, and she's making this story up as she sees him. He went to his car, and it wouldn't start. He tried to call for help, but his cell phone battery died, and he doesn't have a house phone anymore. So this guy, you know, he's having a bad day. And we see, we begin to feel what's going on with him, and we understand, man, I've had days like that, right? Everything I touch turned to crap. And I've had days like that. I don't like days like that. How do I get out of days like that? I don't want any more days like that. So this is a really good parachute. And it's not like that movie I showed you yesterday where, you know, it's all shoot 'em up. It's very subtle, but it's based on feeling and description. He finally gets a break from work. He goes out for a quick lunch and spills his drink. Have you ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? Now, the only thing I would say is, I think that's a transition right there. But the rest of this, and it doesn't mean that you can't have transition in that parachute. So the rest of this is a good parachute. I would absolutely agree with that. Okay, going back over here. Now we're looking at the theme. It isn't the major life events that cause us the most stress. Bingo, there it is. First sentence. It isn't the major life events that cause us the most stress. It is, yeah, and when you go for the rapport, Sherry says, I was also going for the rapport with the reader with that question, and that's what a good transition does. So you've really done a nice job there throughout this of bringing the reader in and talking to the reader and identifying with the reader. So it's a buildup of little things that happen throughout the day. You are constantly bombarded with stressors all day long. You are overloaded with too many things to do. There's too much noise around you. Without relief, this kind of stress takes a toll on your health. It can lead to headaches, backaches, digestive problems, and even heart disease. You might even find yourself having angry outbursts. Ever wonder why road rage is on the rise? Okay, so it isn't the major life events that cause us the most stress is, to me, what this entire article is about. But everything else she writes here supports that. So this is a great theme exposition here because everything supports that one concept. And I'm going to bring that over into the transition. It doesn't have to be that way. That's a straightforward, single-line transition. I like this one better because this one has more of a direct feeling approach to it. Have you ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? And we already are telling ourselves, based on everything we've read so far, yes, this has happened to me. It happens to all of us. So she's just reaffirming what we're thinking. And I like that. So I'm going to make that the transition instead of this down here. Even though this works, if that weren't there, I would say that this is transition as well. And it's also an example of the transition not really being right before the cell. So it's a good example of how things work together. And the cell. Whatever you've been doing to manage your stress hasn't been working. Bingo. There's the problem. Whatever you've been doing hasn't been working. If stress leads you to overeat, then you just end up gaining weight. If you relieve your stress by going on a shopping spree, you end up with empty pockets. You don't know that, you know that smoking, drinking, and meds don't work in the long run either, right? Okay, so she's setting this up in the cell. She's really making it personal to you. Here's the issue. Here's the problem. You're under stress. If you're overeating, we all do, look at the world, then we just end up gaining weight. If you relieve, look at the U.S., not the world. If you relieve your stress by going on a shopping spree, you end up with empty pockets. That's called shopping therapy. We do all do that. Smoking, drinking, and meds don't work in the long run either. And the pharmaceutical industry is exploding because of the meds for the effects of stress. So we identify with all of those things. Self-hypnosis in any way to use your body's natural relaxation response to remove stress instantly. Self-hypnosis is an easy way. Sorry. These could actually be bullets. And that to me says, here's bullets always bring out important points that you want to drive home, especially in the cell. When you practice stress management on a regular basis, you are much more likely to recover from daily bombardment. These are all solutions. It's a great cell. So let's put this in the cell. So I'm just going to lop it off. That's what happens in the newspaper business, by the way. Doesn't fit, cut it. I've been out of the newspaper business a long time, so I don't know how that changes in the blog world for newspapers, but I'm sure it does. I want to open that, but I did. Okay, so we're back in the story. And the tie is, I nodded to the man in the red shirt, agreed with him that they should have put the lid on tighter. I like to think that it made him feel just a little bit better. Simple, easy, follows a really good cell. And the cell, that last line in the cell, you respond differently to daily situations as they arise so that stress doesn't build up. Instead, the weight of stress is lifted from your shoulders, and that means you'll avoid the buildup of future tension. I nodded to the man who was under a ton of tension, remember, because the lid wasn't on tight and he spilled his coffee. So that's a nice lead-in from the cell right into the tie, back to the front. So that's how simple a tie can be. Nicely done. Good job, Sherry. Sounds to me like you might have been doing this a while. I expect you write a lot with stories. Is that correct? Okay, we're going to the next one, which is stance. And I want to get the story template up. Close this one of Sherry's. Close that. Okay, Stan. Blind to the obvious. Which one is it? You know, I'm going to... Stan, if you would put that PDF link back in here that you want us to look at, which you redid, I will distribute that one to people, not this one, and we'll all go off of your newest version, which you edited a little bit, okay? If you are there, put the PDF link in your question box to me, and we'll get that to everybody. Stan, are you there? I see you, but I don't know that you're there. Good. All right, so the hook. Let's talk about the hook. Where's the hook in this? Give me an idea what you think the hook is here. Yeah, right here. You probably think. To me, that is, whenever you're looking for a good hook, if there's any intrigue or curiosity in the hook, that's a good indicator that it is a hook. I mean, if there's in a paragraph, if there's intrigue or curiosity, that's a good indicator that there is a hook. For me, it was just the start of more bad things to come. That's a little bit of intrigue, and to me, this is the piece that gets you going. This, to me, is almost apologetic, and I would throw it out because you don't need to set it up so that people may or may not agree with what you're doing or understand what you're doing or feel what you felt. Just assume that they are and write with confidence. And so you write with confidence by starting out with a powerful hook that gets them moving. And to me, that's it right here. Okay. We'll drop that in the hook here. The setup is at the age of 15 months. This is what Stan calls the setup. At the age of 15 months, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Wilms tumor and battled for 18 months, finally overcoming it at the age of 3. As my childhood continued from there out for many years, I was a happy child, but eventually my vision gradually started to get worse. The older I got, the more frustrated I became. Stan, you know, one of the things that I would say here is that you're writing something that a lot of people don't have any clue what this is like. They don't have any clue what it's like to go through what you've gone through with this. And I really applaud you for opening up about this, and I understand that it's really very personal. But I would get even more personal and talk about what it feels like. So Wilms tumor, Sherry says, I've never heard of this. We'd have to look that up. You would have to tell us a little bit about what that is. And stage 4 sounds to me like cancer, but I'm not sure that it is cancer. But the thing I'm most interested in, that I'm really most interested in here, is what it feels like to have this and to go and to go through these two paragraphs that you're writing about. What it feels like to have your vision get gradually worse to the point where you're completely blind, or legally blind. And then how that affected your mental state. This you're doing a nice job of laying it out, but this goes back to the thing I said earlier about showing us rather than telling us. So you really want to show us. You want to paint a picture about what life is like for you. And I realize a lot of it is stuff that we're not going to understand, but you have to make us understand. That's your job as the writer. So I would say this is the setup, definitely. Just needs to be a little stronger. This is one of those places where I'd almost tell you to expand the setup. You won't hear me say that very often. The parachute. Now, only having a limited amount of vision, I felt confined in what I could accomplish in my life. I believe the success that I longed for would always be a pipe dream. I always had a strong interest in technology, and from the age of 14, I started to research web development and internet marketing in the hope of one day being able to make a living from home. So I understand that I've been talking a lot about action and how the parachute drops you right in. There's one thing that I think you could focus on here with this parachute, this piece of it, that you could actually do something with, and that is researching the web development and internet marketing. You know, how you do that with limited vision has got to be a lot different from how the rest of us do it. So I would talk about that and be very clear about what that means to you and how it's and help us understand what you're doing to learn this and how you go through it. Okay. Well, see, you say here, Stan, it's not that different. I just use a high contrast theme. even that, I'm not sure that I understand what that is or how that would relate to us or how we would understand the difference. And if it's not that different, then you need to somehow drop us into the action here that gets you your blood churning. So when you started this research, were you overwhelmed? When you started this internet marketing, you get into this a little bit later, but when you started the internet marketing, were you excited? When did you make your first sale? What was the feeling when you got the dollars coming in? And then you talk in the hope of one day being able to make a living from home. That is, to me, that is the deal right there. That's really what you're after in the theme. So the parachute needs to be a lot stronger and a lot more feeling and a lot more engaging. But I'm going to put this in the parachute so that you can work on that a little bit more. Okay. The theme. I started to research, determined to learn all that I could to make a living online. I kept hitting a brick wall time after time, scam after scam. I could not see what I was doing wrong. I thought if I can't make something that I'm passionate about work, I'll remain a failure forever. I felt emotionally drained. I had tried and tried to no avail. See, this gets closer to me right there to the parachute that we were talking about. In fact, I think that we might want to call that your parachute. Tell me what you think out there if you agree that this parachute, that this would make a better parachute than what he wrote. Put that in the question box if you agree with this. Okay, I'm doing that. That's your parachute right there. The theme, though, is pretty clear to me. The theme is, I started to research, determined to learn all that I could to make a living online. Making a living online is your theme. You've referenced that already a couple of times. Hope one day you'll make a living from home. And that's the thing that permeates this story. The sell. Eventually, I discovered the Pareto principle, 80-20 rule. 20% of people, you're trying to drag the reader in here with you get the picture. They understand they had 20%, the 80-20 rule as well. I'm not sure that that accomplishes what you want to accomplish. This is really like adding some of the setup in here and calling it sell is what that is. When I finally discovered this, I realized where I was going wrong. I was looking for systems. Okay, now you're getting into it. Now you're getting into it because push-button riches, easy money formulas, I was chasing the next shiny object that came along. I was following the wrong people. If that sounds familiar to you, it's time for a change. Your old plan doesn't work. Easy money doesn't exist without hard work and education. But please don't let that scare you off. Keep reading. I started to learn how to do things myself, not follow systems. To me, this is the solution that you're talking about. You don't offer any proof, as somebody points out here. It took me years to learn this and gradually build my business, but you don't say that you're earning a living. Going back to your theme, let's see, do you say that in the tie? I'm winning the game. So that's vague. I can finally say that I'm scoring goals and winning the game. Now, you've said many times that you're earning a living online. That's the phrase that people want to see, is that earning a living online is working for you. So that's the part that you need both here in the tie and somewhere here in the sell so that you can prove to people that that you can teach, that this is what they should be listening to you about. Okay? But to me, this is the sell area right here. And then you get into the proof down here. Okay. Got to be clear. and direct in that piece. Oops, that was the cell. I passed up the transition. I'm sorry. Let's go back and take a look at that. Oh, that was the cell I was talking about. Okay, the transition. Where is that? Yeah, that's a good transition. It was only then when I was rock bottom that I had to reevaluate what I was doing wrong. So that's pretty clear. That is that flipping point that we talked about. You know, that's the hard line in the sand. And we were on this side, now we're on that side, and now I'm talking to you. I had to reevaluate what I was doing. The only thing that it's probably weak on there is that you haven't brought the people into you're not talking directly to the reader there. You're explaining that you have made the transition. You want to make sure that they understand that you foreshadow into that they can make the transition as well. Sandra says, how important is it to start using you in the cell? I think it's important. That's one of the big differences between journalism and online marketing writing, is that you want to talk directly to the reader. And if you have me and I in the first part of your writing, I really believe that it needs to transition to you somewhere down in the page, so that they know that you are talking directly to them. I've heard people say that both ways, but that's my belief. I believe you bring your readers in. Okay, and the tie back. Now I believed in myself, I was making something of my life. Now I no longer felt a failure. I was taking action, I was seeing results. See, you use a lot of different phrases saying that you are accomplishing what you wanted to accomplish, but you never really hit it directly. From that point on, I vowed to help others just like you to learn exactly the same thing themselves. That's a pretty good tie back. And this next paragraph as well, after a lifetime of knockback struggles and a lot of self-taught education, I can finally say I'm scoring goals. That pretty much says the same thing, though, that this paragraph does. I'd almost rework that into I'd almost work that into a single paragraph, a lot tighter and a lot more direct. Okay, this was all of the articles that were submitted. We are way over time. It's 45 minutes past our time. I've got some questions here. Sandra says, yes, we are not just telling a story. We are acting like a teacher. A teacher always has to bring it back to the student's point of view. So in your opinion, how does storytelling differ from standard copywriting structure, Brian asked. For me, I write three ways. The first is that I do the storytelling type articles and blog posts and emails. That is a straightforward putting you in a situation and expanding on the story, and the important part of that is the sell, to get to the sell, to whatever I'm doing, whatever my purpose is of that article. That's what we're teaching all about here. Then I do two other types of writing, and one of those is kind of the quick hit, which I call the quick hit, and it is, you know, here's something you need to take a look at, and I'm running out the door, and boom, boom. I always try to add some reason that this is a quick hit. Either I'm catching you between planes, or I'm my wife and I are sitting at the dinner, or you know, whatever it is. If I'm doing a quick hit, I try to make it real that it is a quick hit. If it is, and then there's to me the third kind that I write is the step by step. You might see that I did that yesterday. I kind of combined a story and a step by step yesterday in an email that I sent out to everybody about what we had done, and it was that they could still get into the storytelling. I talked about what the post-production process was for these videos and how involved it was. And it even took longer with this one because these videos are huge. So the processing time was very long. But I had a 7-step process in there, and I explained what that was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That was not to get you to... there was no reason for that step-by-step process in that email except to help you identify with what the involvement was on building this project. Because I wanted people to understand that we were putting quality into this project. So here's the step-by-step process that I'm using to do that. So that's the three kind of emails that I really focus on: the storytelling, the quick hit, and the step-by-step process. Let's see. Well, I didn't answer your question, though. Your question was, how does selling and storytelling differ with standard copywriting structure? The key goal in both is to have somebody come to your, come to take the action at the end of your writing. It's just with storytelling, for me, it is a subtle and natural effect. It's part of the story. So as part of the story, here's what I did. And oh, by the way, you can do it too by clicking this link. That's kind of the natural evolvement of a story. Straight sales copywriting is benefit feature, benefit feature, benefit feature, benefit feature. To me, that is the difference. Brian says, the first time I heard you talking about storytelling was on a Wednesday night NAMS webinar with Tony Ladig. I see the power of story to improve website content, also marketing-related material, and that's why I'm here. Where do you suggest people go for further training on storytelling? I cannot find any really good, reasonably priced training on this. You know, to tell the truth, I'm kind of looking for that too, Brian. Not that I want to take it, but I want to be able to offer it. And I do have a couple of people I'm talking to about this. So let me get back to you on that. And I will actually send out an email once I find somebody that I like a lot about it. So you can always, I think that what you're getting from me and Tony is pretty good on the storytelling at the basic level. And I think really what you're going to find is that it is practice. It is really just practice. Okay. Sherry says that Toastmasters has a storytelling funnel that I'm thinking of joining. I don't know about that. That sounds interesting. Okay, so we have we're 45 minutes over. If you can hang here a minute, we'll go over one of the emails that I use in my email writing and the storytelling. Tell me if you're interested in seeing those and doing the same thing with the templates. And to tell the truth, I haven't done this, so I don't know if all the pieces are there or not. Okay? Okay, if you have to drop off, you can go ahead and do that. But we're going to go ahead with this. Everybody's hanging. Okay. Okay, so this is the one I did on Sunday that I talked about yesterday and kind of denigrated it because it didn't get the kind of return that I want. And then last night I checked the sales and it got a lot more return than I thought. So I'm looking at this one again. This is the story about my brother visiting last weekend. And this is nams.ws /DP Barn. DP Barn. DPBARN. And I put it in your chat box there. So read that, and we'll come back to it in a second. All right, so what's the hook? Anybody got a guess about what the hook is? Okay. Sandra, you got it? I buried it. I did exactly what I've told you guys not to do. I buried the hook down in the story. It's got four paragraphs in front of it, but I do remember that he burnt the barn down, leaving a roasted pig being fattened for winter sustenance, and a melted riding lawnmower. This, if I rewrote this a little bit, would make a great hook. What I did in this is, let me just bring up the new template. And we'll close this one for Stan. Yep. Okay. So what I did with this was lead off with the setup. Bad, bad, bad. Nobody cares about the setup. They want to know why they need to be reading this email. So, you know, if I did this as a blog post, I'd go back and rewrite it again. This is all set up here. You know, do you care that he's 6 years younger than me, that we seem a lifetime apart when we were kids? This is important information because it lets you know that we aren't close, right? That we kind of grew up separately. That by the time I was 17, I think I say that later, I was gone and he was, you know, just 11. I may have cut that out even at some point. But so I didn't include this up here. Somebody is saying that this is, Sandra saying that this was what she thought was the hook. This is the subject line of the email. To me, the subject line of the email is separate from the rest of the email. It's the headline. The headline always, 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 on whatever you've got, has to be the attention grabber. But in the article itself, you got to be able to move into that quickly with action, and that's the hook to me. This is the subject line of the email. So don't think that I'm downplaying the importance of the subject line. That's always primary, because if they don't get hooked there, they're not going to read it. So then I jumped right into the setup. What I was trying to get to this setup, and it's even written backwards. What I was trying to get to the setup was this line. We seemed a lifetime apart when we were kids. So my memories of him are you know, that he's a kid. And so we're getting to that down here as we talk about this whole thing and what went on. So I'm going to come over here and put this in the setup. And the reason I'm showing you this is to show you that, you know, I'm teaching you this, how to do it. It doesn't always mean that I do exactly what I do or what I say, the way it should be done, and you won't either. But you write things so that they're fluid, and then you, if you spend any time on them, you will go back and reread them and rewrite them. And I would have started with this paragraph. My brother Rick burnt down the barn when he was 6 years old. Or I would be a lot more descriptive, like this down here. That would have been added into the subhead. That this paragraph, when my mother heard running water outside, she peeked out the window. That is probably the best paragraph in the whole thing, and I probably would have taken that and moved that to the top with my brother burning down the barn somehow. So, and the point of that I need to get in there is that this is a memory, because you'll find later that the entire point of this article is that is about memories coming from stories and stories and turning into stories, and stories is what we're talking about in this email. Okay, so that's takes me to the next thing, which is, what's the parachute? Well, I think the parachute is the one I had highlighted here. When my mother heard running water outside, she peeked out the window. That should have been a lot higher. That should have been more action, a lot higher in this article. Okay. Now, we're looking for the theme. Where is the theme in this? Exactly. Charlie got it right away. Stories help us create memories. Where is that? Yeah, here, way down. Stories help us create memories. Those stories with emotion empowers. Telling those stories with emotions empower the stories, giving them life. Okay. That is the theme. Now we're looking for a transition. What do you think? Where's the transition? Sandra says it's in the PS. Maybe. If it is, it's a little late. Where's the transition you're saying, Charlie? It's in the next paragraph. Let's go back and look. Everyone has a story, and the telling of the story skillfully can help you create relationships with your readers to catapult your business. Okay, that's a pretty good transition, because it talks about your story, and the action is telling the story skillfully, and the benefit is it helps you create relationships with your readers, and it catapults you into your business. So it wraps all that up pretty well in one sentence, right? That's a pretty good transition. I've done a lot of things wrong here, or at least differently, but the transition works. Okay. Then we have the sell. Yep. Charlie, you got it again. This Thursday, you can discover how I've used stories to create one of the fastest growing membership sites online. Join us for this at this. So I've got the link in there. That's the sell. What did I leave out? Completely. Missing. It is missing. That's right. Okay. So that's it. There's no PS, no nothing. And what is missing is the tie back. The tie back is completely missing. And you can use the tie back as a, it could be in the PS. And often the tie backs are in the PS. Well, no, and they're really, you know, in this case, it's true. I did kind of come back here to, unfortunately, Rick, a real barn burner, and then I jumped right into this, to the theme and the cell. But it really needs to be rearranged and rewritten. And I'm going to tell you that one of the things that happens when you get some skill at writing stories is that you do it fast. And I write very fast, and sometimes I don't take as much time as I should because I've got most of the story in there, and I write fast and get it out there. What kind of tie would I put in here? You know, I might do a little PS back here and say something about you've got events in your life just like my brother's barn burning that you can turn into online content and help build your business. That's all I had to say. It was one sentence that tied back to my brother's the memory of my brother's barn burning, something like that. Does that make sense, Sandra? Okay. So I'm going to give myself a big fat missing here. Now we'll do another one real quick. This is DP Barn, save as. Yeah, teacher is human. Exactly. And I told you about this earlier, that one of the things that you do not want to do is get stuck in perfectionism. And luckily, I've learned to give that up pretty much, believe it or not. Okay, the last one here is one that I did in April. You see the date here, April 23rd. And it was this is the subject line. Choose wisely, he said. NAMM's workshop goes up in a few hours. So this is obvious that it's going to be a sell right here, right? It's a selling email. And then I start with, many years ago when I was a mere child of 32 years old, I was on a fast track in the newspaper publishing world. I'd made a name for myself in that business and was a rising star. Then I was presented with two choices. Step out of my comfort zone and stretch my limits with bigger challenges and more responsibility. Two, step into my comfort zone, which was ensuring me more money in the short term, but no challenge except new scenery. So I didn't put the link to this in here. Let me get that to you. That is nams.ws. / DP easy choice. Thank you, Sandra. Okay, so hold on just 1 second. Sorry. Let's see, I regretted, let's see, so read this and we'll come right back to it in just a second, okay? Okay, here we go. This is the last one. We're going to finish it up after this and say that this workshop is complete. If you have any questions that you want answered when we're done with this, just jump right in there, okay, with your questions. But we will finish with this last evaluation. Okay, this is one, I wrote in April 23rd this year. And where's the hook? Yep, everybody got that, it looks like. I chose number 2, and I regretted it from the moment I made that decision. It was the beginning of a 6-year disenchantment with the news business that led me to get out completely. That's kind of the hook right there. And it's a little bit lower, but it's okay where it is because you had to have the choice. You had to understand the choice. I could have actually taken this paragraph. I regretted my decision from the moment I made it, and it was the beginning of the disenchantment, and put that at the top, and that might have been a little bit more effective, but it would have been really disjointed. So to me, that is definitely the hook. So I'm going to put that in my template. So Ute asked a good question here. And isn't it so, once you have a relationship with the audience, you can communicate at different levels because the audience knows you and your capacity. The hard part is to gain that trust and self-confidence. That's why this workshop or like it is so valuable. So that is true. Once you get to know people, you kind of develop a shorthand, right? And the shorthand will work for you. But you always have to remember that you have new people that are not in that stage of liking you already. This is all about like, no trust. You may have people who already trust you, but you've got to get people who know you, that need to know you as well, and that's part of your list building and your relationship building process. Okay, so I'm going to, I opened that. I didn't want to open that. I wanted to save this. Save as David Choice. Now, let's look for the setup. Where's the setup in this email? Pretty clear, right? Right at the top, many years ago. And then I was presented with 2 choices. That's pretty clear on the setup. Yes, Charlie, all before the hook. That's correct. Not to put too fine a point on it. Okay. It's the setup, not the parachute. What's the parachute in this? Do I have a parachute in this? Yeah, it's a tough one. The parachute is not clear because I don't have a straight kind of action, drop you in kind of thing, but this is close. Yeah, I regretted it from the moment I made the decision, which we also said was the hook. I think that is also a parachute. I think it does a little double duty there. I think I can call that the parachute as well. Okay. Now, Sandra's got that response to our conversation a minute ago I want to read out here. She says, yes, you build a relationship with people, but it is your mailing list. It is not your best friends, more like business associates than you appreciate that you appreciate. I think the writing needs to reflect that too, right? I like to write to people as if they're my friends, because I want everybody on the list to like me, and because it's a business decision to like that I want them to like me. Everybody's not going to, and I understand that, but I always assume that when I like them first, the chances of them liking me next is greater. So I try to make sure that I like the people on the list and make it clear that I'm writing to them as if they're friends, not necessarily business associates. But it depends on the business you're in. You're not going to have the same relationships that you do with CEOs, that you do with people trying to learn business training from you. So that makes sense. Okay, so now we're looking for the theme. What's the theme here? Chris says the theme is about making a choice. Anybody else? I think this is the theme. Yep. Charlie got it. Sanders got it. I think the theme is this. I made an easy choice, not the right choice. And I think the transition is pretty clear after that, too, because the theme and the transition here work hand in hand. The theme to me, or the transition, is the very next sentence, which is, you have less than 18 hours to make the right choice. Now, what did I do there? I added a little pressure to that transition. So they get a little bit of a dig that makes them start thinking about what's next for them. And a little bit of pressure is not bad. You know, sometimes I push my friends as well to do things. So I'm calling that the transition. You agree with that? Okay. Now we're looking for the sell and the tie. Yep, the sell is pretty long in this. The sell is all of this. It starts with if you're interested in starting marketing. Many lives. Price goes up. Non-members pay a little more. If you're already registered, and that's that. So, what's missing here? Again, so the sell starts here. So, I can tell you that teaching this workshop has been really valuable for me, because I see some pieces that I have been overlooking in my own writing. And that's okay. We all do it. Understand. I mean, I learn this stuff every day. And I have to, actually the tie was up higher. You're right, Charlie. It is up higher, but I didn't include that as a tie back. Where is it? I kicked myself? Oh, there it is. I kicked myself for many years. Oh, you're right. There it is. It is up higher. It's not at the bottom. It is right after the beginning of the sell. I'm actually going to put that in instead of missing, so I like that. But my tie, obviously I need to tie things back better, because that's really important to making the reader comfortable, to tying everything up in a package. So that to me is one of the places that I need to improve. And also, I've got some of the same issues that you have in some of your writing, which is coming in with too much setup. My emails and my writing are a lot shorter, but if most of it is set up, then I have to go back and rearrange all of that. And I need to focus on getting the hook back at the top better. So this has been really good for me to look at my own. And I'm only looking at two samples here, so I've got hundreds. And if I went back, I'm sure I'd be devastated. But I won't do that. I'll continue forward, just like you will continue forward, writing to this template and keeping it in front of you. Now, one of the things that I do with templates that I use a lot, and I printed this one out, and it is on my whiteboard right beside me. I have Terry Dean's conversion template right here on the whiteboard beside it. And I put other templates around here so that I can use them and see them all the time. I encourage you to do that as well. Now, before we stop, do you have any other questions that you want to throw at me? Terry Dean's total conversion. You guys want to know about that. Terry Dean's total conversion system is, do a search on MindAmps for that. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome course. It's not cheap, but it is an awesome course. It takes you from conversion from the beginning to the end. And I live by it and love it. Sherry also says she has Terry's total conversion system, and it is really fabulous, she says. Okay, so what I want you to do is go off and look at your own writing and start using this template, and there will be a forum set up in the MindAmps system so that you can actually ask for reviews. You can, and these will be peer reviews. You should talk to each other about how your stories are set up, and we'll post the template in there first thing for you folks to use. But I encourage you to stay in touch with each other and to introduce yourself in the forum and work on these stories and share them, because feedback is the only way that you get better. That's really an important piece of this. This will not be a private group. It will be a public group. And a link to that will be in the storytelling download area. So I'll have that up before this weekend is out. I'll be in the forum as much as I can. I don't get in there as much as I need to, but I'll be in there as much as I can. And you can always private message me from the forum as well. The other thing I want to tell you is that we need testimonials. If you've enjoyed this, if you think I've delivered what you need, go ahead and send me a testimonial for this, because I'm going to be rewriting the sales page for this. And the price does go up this weekend on this, and it will be available to affiliates to sell. So get us a testimonial with your link. If you'd like to have your link on the PDF that I've reviewed of yours, send that to me as well, and I'll put the link on your PDF so that when people download it, they can actually go to your website. Send it to david@mindamps.com and put storytelling in the subject line. david@mindamps.com and put storytelling in the subject line. Okay? Thank you. You guys have been troopers. We've gone 3.5 hours today, and that's about an hour and a half, almost hour and 20 minutes longer. So I really appreciate you being here.